Happy Saturday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffy Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the default location, alternate weekend route. I just ordered some long sleeve t-shirts. And I just realized it's been a while since I did some board shopping, some boredom shopping. But I do kind of need some long sleeve t-shirts because I began writing my book yesterday. I begin laying out the structure that I want to use for my next book. My last book, One Man's Funk, Entelechy, and Theory of Universe, was basically a dump of all my web pages and writings of the such that I wanted to get down in that form because I believed it could be accepted into the Library of Congress. And I wanted to have my words down in longevity. So I started laying out the structure. And as I look at that book, I could see where it could be improved, what I would rather have done, you know, how it could be laid out better, stuff I didn't need to put in there, stuff I put in there, blah, blah, blah. And also with AI now, able to help me edit. Oh my God. You know, this, cause the dailies I wrote almost in a slang, you know, during, when I was writing the dailies where I would just write my random thoughts, you know, every day and post them like a diary or a journal. It was in slang. I didn't pay too much attention to punctuation, spelling, blah, blah, blah. And capitalization was the main one. And I can see how that may be improved. As I look at it now, I see how that I wouldn't mind going ahead and adjusting that and improving it, changing it up, making it a little bit different. They up there smoking weed, and the smell just kind of whiffed by me, and it sent me back. It sent me back to an earlier time of life. This wasn't probably too much, probably wasn't too long ago, but long enough ago. And not long enough ago. I still got some more time where I need to stay off from nicotine and anything. All kinds of external stimulants. But anyway, including sugar and sodium, salt, whatever. I don't want to get into the whole salt thing. Every time you start talking about salt, people, or there's a person who seems like it's their crusade to let everybody know that sodium is not the enemy. But anyway, I started laying out the structure for the book. Looked at my previous book that I wrote about 10 years ago. Published, self-published, paperback. Still got a few copies. I may go through the process of getting that back up for sale. I looked at the prices for shipping. Postal, U.S. Post Office shipping. I'm like, oh my God. Cost more than a book. I'm like, oh my God, that costs more than the book does, almost. So, and I might make some copies. Definitely want to get some, you know, paper copies just to have them. Just to, you know, as a token or a souvenir or, you know, as a symbolic representation of the writing. Because it definitely would be ebook and Kindle and all that. I'll do all that. Get the ISBN number, you know. And so I started laying it out. And the fun part of laying it out was I started off in PowerPoint because I wanted to use like a flow chart. First I was going to start on a whiteboard. But I said, no, the whiteboard isn't dynamic enough because I want to be able to move things around and put this here, move that there, put that under there. I want to be able to be very flexible in moving things around. So I said, I'll use PowerPoint. and just create basically rectangular shapes and type in them, you know, the information I want them to represent. Then I could put links and pictures and text, links to Word documents, Word pages, OneNotes, links to websites, everything. And then this morning I was like, well, it's getting kind of too detailed and I wanted to brainstorm. So I started doing it in OneNote on my phone laying in the bed and kind of compiled a list, a rough structure and format for a OneNote going forward to where I can organize thoughts. It'll be able to like move pieces around, put this here, put that under there. The main topics that I want to cover and just the overall structure. Not so much that I want it to be able to be read, you know, from one end to the other, but keeping that in mind, that the average reader is used to a certain thing. The average reader is used to a certain thing. And, you know, it's not that I adhere to that, but I want to, you know, give them a break. So I want to give people a break, you know, and make it just less questions I have to answer. Because the book that I currently, my first book, well, I tell people, just open it up, open the book up, go to a page and just start reading. Just open it up, you know, like spin through, you know, hold your finger, let the pages fly through, find a page and just start reading. And because of the way it's written, I tend to think that the writing is engaging to a point where, you know, you just want to be stimulated at that moment. There's no beginning or end. There's no like tutorial, or there's no storyline or no structure that needs to be followed. You can just pick it up anywhere in the book and just start reading. And yeah, see, be people out here. There's people out here driving, walking their dogs, walking their babies, all of that. This is, I don't know, this is Sherman Oaks. And it's kind of nice here. People are probably slightly upscale, educated, healthy for the most part. Trader Joe's, Whole Foods kind of people, dogs, you know, being out. It's just like dogs everywhere around here. And these are the kind of people who pick up behind their dog. You know, and dog advocates, those kind of people. So there's a lot of people out on this Saturday. You know, getting exercise, getting air, being healthy, which I am probably sounding like it irks me. And I'm probably playfully does irk me. Those kind of people. And I'm probably one myself, but still I enjoy a good irk. I do love a good irk. So I started laying that out, and basically what I've come to on my book is I want to start from the beginning. The very first questions. Why are we here? How did we get here? What are we? Where are we? How are we? The what, why, when, how, when, and why of the biggest question. And I would probably start with the Big Bang, and before that, talk through my beliefs and the origins of the universe and life and evolution of life and all that, up until, you know, my birth. And I was just now thinking, just now actually, tell the history of mankind up until 1962, or how I would word that, you know, how I would lay that out. Would I just tell the history, you know, not, you know, complete history, but it's like the key significant points I feel are relevant and understanding of who we are and what we are, you know, from like coming out of the trees, becoming bipedal, evolution of races maybe, and race and philosophy and all that. And then I guess towards the end of the book, if I do all that, I'll tie it into my birth and my high, you know, my upbringing, my history, and then into my development of philosophy and religion and politics. And I think I just laid out, that sounds pretty clean. That sounds pretty, pretty clean if I do it that way. I think I like that. And that'll cover pretty much all the topics. You know, my P-Funk, when I discovered P-Funk. And a lot of this is written already. And I'll go back, pull it from the previous book, shoot it through AI, and, you know, have it rewritten. I even shoot through my writings and say, rewrite this based on this writing style. Say, rewrite this based on this writing style, you know, this writing style that I just presented. And it would be a, you know, a sample of my writing style. So, you know, punctuation, capitalization, and go through all that. So that's where I'm at. And it's got me kind of motivated. I feel pretty motivated to do that. And in doing that, that means I have to clean up. I mean, I would clean up all my websites. I would tie all the websites in, you know, because I got websites out there that just basically a shell placeholder that I can work on and get up to date. I can get all my podcasts, yesterday I started working on my, getting all my YouTube videos published. Because what I'll do is, I got all these videos, right? And as soon as I make them, while I'm walking, I'm gonna finish, I rename them, Me Talking 2024-0810, whatever. I rename them, take them, upload them to Facebook while I'm walking. So by the time I get home, they're already posted. You know, no post-production, no nothing. Then I take those files and I save them to a folder on my computer called Podcastics. And so I got like hundreds, literally hundreds of those videos. And then I'll go through them. I'll use a program to extract the audio out of them, make MP3s out of the audio. And from there, I have an audio copy, an MP3 copy, and a video copy. The audio copy is for when I make it into an audio podcast to put on my website, because I'm signed up with Blueberry, who's podcast aggregate, who that automatically goes to my website, scans it, and sends my podcast to Spotify and Apple. It used to be Google. Now I got to get them. Well, I got to get all my Google podcasts switched over to YouTube Music. YouTube Music is now hosting those, and there's a way I can do that. Just have to add a playlist or something, get them all transferred over. So the process is in place. And so, you know, once I get that uploaded to Facebook, I've named it, uploaded to Facebook. And since I got that nice name, I can send it to my Podcastics folder. And with that name, I can sort them and know which ones I'm talking about by date. And it makes them easy, you know, easy to manage that way. And then I'll just take maybe, you know, only 15 at a time to upload the YouTube. Sit there and I'll just start, YouTube upload 15 till I get them all up there. And then they'll be in draft form once they're uploaded. Then once they're uploaded in draft form and they sit there for after a few hours or whatever days, a transcript is created. And from that transcript, I can run AI and get a summary, a title, tags that I cut and paste into the video information of a specific video after AI runs it. And yesterday, I logged in and they had this new Note GPT add-in in for YouTube. It was a Note GPT add-in for YouTube and it works. It worked really good, in fact. It worked amazingly good. It worked so good, I bought it. Even though I got ChatGPT and my ChatGPT did have an add-in that worked, it didn't work nowhere near as good as this did. It was like click, 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 boom, click, 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 boom. Then I looked up and I could get like 1,000 credits for like $9 a month or something. I was like, ugh. First, I tried to get my ChatGPT to work, the one that mechanism I had used them before, where I had to cut and paste, copy this, cut and paste, switch between windows and all that. So what I did was I took the prompt, my AI prompt that I had for ChatGPT, stuck it in the new joke, the new Note GPT add-in that YouTube had put in there, and seemingly took mine out, which was cool because I tried to put it back in. And I was like, nope, this ain't as good. Why even reinvent it? For $9 a month, for $10 a month, I got something that works this good. Why even research it? Why even worry about it, you know? Why even try to beat it? Just go with it. You know, you got something here, don't even waste time trying to, you know, better or work hard. Even though I like the tinkering, I like fussing like that. Same thing I was talking about my shirts, how I like to wear messy shirts and how I like to make things work and how I like to, you know, just tinker and not do things the hard way, but the more industrious, you know, instead of just going out and buying something new, making old stuff work, almost like picking up old furniture off the street. And, you know, I ain't going that far no more. I ain't, you know, my time and my money has grown past all that to where it becomes too much of a waste and you just gotta cut your loss and say, forget it. Just get out of it, you know? There'd be some people out here. There'd be people out here, that's for sure. There'd be some people out here on these streets. And I went in and started doing that, and I think I did like 30 or 40 of them. I got 30 or 40 videos summarized and posted. And then once they're summarized and posted, I can go to the video. See, I go back to my file system I got with the MP3s and the MP4s, and I'll take those files and I'll upload them to my website in my podcast area of the website where Blueberry will come get them and send them to, oh, look at this. Where Blueberry will come send them to, you know, all the podcast aggregates. This thing did look like a, it did look like a giant ice, did look like a giant refrigerator. I will say that. Those things do look like a giant refrigerator, but they do feel like the future, even though they may or may not be. This feels like something different, you know, just being something so different, and that's enough. With Cybertrucks or whatever, you know, you see them. Ventura Boulevard, Love California. Love this place. California was definitely an entry in my book topics that I surely wanted to and had to cover. I love this place. I love being here. I love what it is to be a Californian. And I even love the fact that something I don't like about it. I even love the disdain I have for the ultra liberal hippie rainbow bunnies and moon rocks and lunar phases, sunspots, therapy people. You know, the offensive language, pronouns, all that. Personal pronouns, all that. I do love my disdain, or I can't say it's playful. I really can't say. Look out! Look out! I really can't say it's playful because it's real. I really do have feelings, and I could play with them. I wouldn't say they're playful because they're real. I do have a disdain for it, but I could play with them. So, and then so, and then I get all those, so then I'll go back. And once I get all those, the information posted in the video, you know, description, key points, title, it generates a title for me. It generates tags. The prompt that I put into my AI, it generates tags. It generates a title. It generates a summary and 5 key points. You can tell it to do anything you want it to do. The only thing I really couldn't try to tell it to do was I didn't want it to. What it does is it puts the title, right? It creates a title. But when it creates a title, it puts the word title, then colon, and then the title. I just wanted to do, just put the title in there without the heading title, so I could cut and paste it and I'd have to delete the title, you know, from that cut and paste. I just wanted less text that I had to manipulate. So I even tried to get it to, I was able to get it so it didn't put tags. It'll list the tags, and I got it so it wouldn't use the word tags, but I can't get it so it wouldn't use the word title. So, I mean, that's the extra step I just got to go through, but I still was able to bang through them. Then once I get that description and that information, I can put them on my website and they become audio podcasts. I probably got like 600 files in a folder of video and audio. Probably about 300 videos, podcasts that I need to put up. And what I wanted to really do is start to at least do the current ones. At least do the ones I'm doing now. You know, start current and work back. Like, start from today, get a mechanism in there where I could, like when I get home today, take this video and post it to YouTube while I'm walking. So as I finish this video, you know, tag it, change the name, post it to YouTube. And by the time I get home, the transcript will already be created. That'd be ideal. The transcript will already be, and you upload the YouTube, transcript will be created. Then I can go grab that transcript, then post it to Facebook, you know, with the a description and a title and all that stuff. That'd be, you know, that way I can get into a flow of doing this on a daily basis until I get caught up or something like that. That makes sense? I'm just kind of walking and talking. I'm like talking and taking in the vibe. I hear people behind me, looking around, seeing things. kind of distracted but still talking and thinking about, well, I probably want to stop this and upload it now. But you know, another thing, I uploaded TikTok, and what I want to do is stop TikTok from sending me notifications. That's why I uninstalled Twitter, because it was sending me notifications, and I got tired. I didn't feel like figuring it out. I'm trying to figure out how to get TikTok to stop sending me notifications. Of course, I know you go into settings and blah, blah, blah. And I can adjust my settings. Because they just sent me a notification that my Facebook friend, so-and-so, posted a TikTok video. And it's like a distant Facebook friend. You know, I got it so it doesn't do suggested friends anymore. Or like friends of friends did something. But now, you know, probably still gotta go in there and untick that one. Or just uninstall TikTok. But I kind of do want to, you know, start broadening off into TikTok technology, try stuff like that. Try portrait style videos. Shorts is the really one. Shorts is the one I really, 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 really want to start working with. I subscribe to Opus Clips. At least I got their free trial. And what it does is it does speech to text, and it puts the words on your videos. You just upload the video, it puts the words on them. And you can upload like a 10-minute video, and it'll make 3-minute videos, 2-minute videos out of that 10-minute video. But they charge you by the minute. So I won't be uploading 20-minute videos. I want to upload 2-minute videos and let it do its thing, you know? Save me my credits. And those shorts, because those shorts, they get instant attention. Those shorts, I've seen some of my shorts get thousands of views in the first, you know, few hours or so, because of the way shorts are presented. So that, and then, you know, from shorts, people see it, and then they go to your webpage, and, or they go to your YouTube channel or your Facebook or whatever, and they get the full digestion of what you're saying. So all that's going on, it's kind of got me excited. LA Maggots today. I'm lazy about it, like I usually am. And then come, you know, when I get out there with the people and we'll be out there doing our thing, you know, it'll be different. We'll, you know, do it with the people, get out there doing things, seeing everybody, hearing the music. My energy and enthusiasm will come. And I'll be into it. And I'll be like, oh, you know, smiling and laughing and just into it. And I know. But sometimes you just wanna wallow in this. That's why I'm out walking now. I'm out walking now so I can get it over with. Get back home. Probably stop by Ralph's on the way home. I'll probably pick up some buns. I think that's all I really need is some buns. Have a couple of hot dogs or hamburgers. And then go back to bed and get up. Drive down to Watts for the LA Maggots. Come back home. You know, just fill it out that way. Just fill it out that way. Thinking about my book. Cool, I gotta put the LA Maggots. That's right, the LA Maggots will be in the book under funk and music. See, I got funk. I got all these categories already, funk and music. I got the umbrella categories. Then as I think of stuff, I'll, you know, open up my OneNote, put it in there. My OneNote is synced across all my devices, so I always have it with me. I'll go in there, I'll put in, you know, ideas or something that I have. That way I keep track of thoughts and brainstorming, and, you know, and I think the structure that I have for the book, it may work. You know, I'll start from the Big Bang. In the other book, I kind of did that in the first book, but I just dumped everything from my web pages in there. There's a lot of stuff that really didn't need to be in there. Like one, well, not really need, didn't need to be, but one thing I did was, it was like a history timeline of like all the major events in history or something that I just cut and pasted in there. And it was probably way too many pages, way too much, you know, taking up too much. Well, I didn't really have to do that, but I did it. And it's in there. I even know what it looks like. I even can picture it in there. And I'm still wondering, why did I put that in there? But anyhow, swing on, y'all. My name is Jeffrey out here, getting it in. Mr. Scale told me 216.6 this morning, which was disheartening because I'm gaining weight during the week and I don't like that. But last night, you know, oh, but I tell you what I did last night though. Last night, I did, you know, I ate a dinner or whatever, and I watched the game after work. I watched the Steelers after work because I watched the NFL replay. You know, while I ate, and that was nice. And I kind of tried to start with a small portion. Oh! I kind of start with a small portion, and I did fairly good, but then it was like 9:30 and I still had energy. So I walked the Rouse. I walked the Rouse and back. I got 20,000 steps in yesterday. I walked the Rouse and back. Of course, it was to get cookies and candy, but still, you know, like 9:30 at night, I'm still feeling some kind of way. So I walked. I didn't drive. I walked. I got a couple thousand more steps in, got 20,000 in yesterday. And I felt that, you know, my numbers should be better. But it seems like I'm weighing the same thing I weighed last Saturday. But I think I'm sine waving. I think I'm sine waving, but the overall trend is to lose weight. And this might be it. This weight that I weighed today might be a peak. That is really, or my weight is really lower. So I'm not disillusioned. I'm not too disillusioned. But I wish it would have been lower. I wish I had behaved myself yesterday. But them cookies and that candy was good. I even got up and got some more after I got in bed. Got up out of bed and went and got some more. It was good just to have that, just to consume that. People be like ready to go. I'd be like, they need to slow down. People need to just take it easy. Don't run me over. Take it easy. It's okay. You know, it's okay. Because I'd be looking them dead in their face. I ain't crazy. I want to see the driver. And I want to make sure the driver see me before I walk out in front of their car, especially if they pull so far out into the crosswalk. I'm like, yo, look up. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing. Feel pretty good. I got lots of music, video. I just got a lot of research. I got a lot of data, a lot of media, a lot of history that I've built over the years. And it's been a while since maybe I could get out the cameras, get out the digital cameras and pull stuff off, capture some stuff, see how that's working for me and stuff. Couple of tapes. One tape I had didn't work. It kept stalling when I tried to catch the digital. That was weird, but I had another tape that worked. And these cameras, paid $300 to get the camera fixed. It's just like that. These tapes, they don't last forever. You want to get them in digital form. You know, get them in a digital file, but how you gonna capture, you know, how you gonna capture 200-300 tapes? Some of these tapes 4 or 5 hours long. That's a great undertaking. And is it worth it? You know, just got to start going through that. See if I notice a pattern in all these tapes. Anything, you know, that I can probably sit and go through. Long-term project. But, you know, all of that. That whole Jeffrey TV, the whole Jeffrey TV empire, data empire, data repository. Because most of the stuff I'm into, most of the stuff that I hold most precious is data. You notice that too, I looked up too, I gotta realize that, you know, even though the light's green, I gotta look for that arrow. Because a couple of times I stepped off and walked, you know, and the light was green. I got the do not walk is facing me and I'm looking dead at it. But I go anyway and I forget that there's people making a left. So I'm starting to pay attention to that because I be getting on people's asses for driving and not paying attention. So I gotta pay attention and I'll do that. I'll do that. Coming up here to where I came when I passed out, busted my mouth, busted my lip, broke my teeth. Had to get stitches on my lip, which didn't completely heal right. I may have to go and have that checked out. And they recently sent me a bill because insurance didn't pay for it. Because they thought I might have had another insurance company, but I didn't. But that's gonna get all worked out. I call that now. They was on it. Aetna was on it, but there it is. That's where I went. Right down there. That's where it was. Sherman Oaks Emergency. And my lip is still kind of messed up from that. Tooth still chipped. Think I might want to get them fixed. Because I'm used to having that perfect smile. When I'm talking over my mouth sometimes I can see, you know, that nice clean edge of my teeth isn't there and it looks like there's a tooth missing or something. It's like a little gap. And I'm not used to seeing that. Dennis said it was a miracle that these teeth took root again. He said, it really is a miracle. He was like, I'm serious. It's a miracle. He said, I just wouldn't say that. He said he's astonished that they, you know, they grew back in, handled themselves that way. So, that's good. All right. All right. I think I'm done. I'm gonna take this down, take this, rename it, upload it to YouTube. Then when I get home, maybe the transcript is already created. I'll run the summary, post up the video, and go from there. Anyhow, swing on y'all two times. For me,